The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
Welcome back to the Braves Country Podcast. My name is Scott Munn, along with our host, Tug Cowart. And we're glad to have Grant Gilbert with us today. He's an up-and-coming country artist from Texas who loves baseball so much that he's written a new beer-stained country anthem and borrowed the tune to Take Me Out to the Ball Game to create Take Me Out to the Bar. And we hear he's friends with Atlanta Braves pitcher Bryce Elder, which is pretty cool. And he wanted to come by the Braves Radio Network studios today to talk with us on the Braves Country Podcast. So we're really happy to welcome our new friend from Texas, country music's newest Texas troubadour, Mr. Grant Gilbert. Welcome to Braves Country, buddy.
Yeah, thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, man.
I spent a lot of time in Braves Country, so this is exciting.
Is this your first ever trip to Atlanta?
No, I've been here a few times, but haven't spent too much time. I haven't gone to a Braves game or anything yet.
So we gotta fix that.
I gotta fix that, yeah.
Especially with Ron Washington down on the third base side, man.
I know it.
So you're a Rangers fan, right?
I am a Rangers fan, yeah.
That's fantastic. You know, that was my grandfather's team. That's what I came up on. My dad was in the Army, so we moved around a lot. Mm-hmm. Landed in Atlanta, and so I'm a Braves fan nowadays. But my first couple years, I had my little Rangers cap, and we loved Toby Hara was my guy back in the day, first baseman.
Okay.
We share Ron Washington. He's a great guy.
Man. I mean, growing up, everybody loved Ron Washington stuff.
How could you not?
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today. 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Let me tell you the funniest story that I ever have about Ron Washington. We're down at spring training one year. It's probably, I don't know, 3 or 4, maybe 5 years ago. And I see Coach coming across the field. It's early, so there's still dew on the ground, you know, and it's a baseball field. It's beautiful. It's spring training. It's at the time in Orlando. And Coach is coming across, and he's got headphones in, and he's smoking a heater. And I was like, I've never seen anybody smoke a cigarette on a baseball field before. Uh-huh. That was the first time for me. And so he gets over to the dugout close to where I am, and I'm like, Coach, what's up? Good to meet you. I introduced myself. I had never met him before. Uh-huh. Just small talk. And I'm like, what you listening to? And he was like, you know, I start the day out with like smooth jazz, and then I end up the evening with hip hop, but I'm always listening to music. I was like, that's cool, man. He was like, I only like old school hip hop, though. Why is that? You don't like any of the new stuff? And he was like, no, all they do is effing cuss. And I was like, well, that's
only he didn't say effing.
No, he did not. No, that, which is the point. I was just like, well, wait a minute. I was super confused, but I appreciated the conversation anyway. It was so funny. I still laugh about that today because Ronnie, he was yelling about him cussing as he was cussing.
That's funny. And then he'd also just have like his funny sayings, you know.
Yeah.
Be like, that's the way baseball go.
Yeah.
And then I mean, I loved country music growing up, and then Merle Haggard. Did you ever hear that Merle Haggard song that he re-recorded? It was That's the Way Love Goes, but he sang That's the Way Baseball Goes.
No. Yeah. Ron Washington did that?
No. Well, yeah, he sang it because I think Ron Washington said That's the Way Baseball Goes.
Yeah, right,
so
sure.
Merle Haggard.
I did not. So awesome. Now I got something to go look up on the web, man.
Yeah,
I thought I'd seen it all.
There, That's the Way Baseball Goes.
I love it.
That's kind of the reverse of what you did. Maybe that was one of your inspirations.
Yeah, huh? I mean, I didn't think of it, but I guess it could have had something to do with it. Merle Haggard beat me to the punch.
You played high school baseball in Texas, mm-hmm. and I know that's a very competitive state for high school baseball. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
I mean, I just had a lot of fun growing up, just playing with friends and being a part. I mean, I wasn't some superstar slugger all-state kid, but I had a lot of fun out there with my buddies. And
what position you play?
First base.
There you go. All right.
First base. I had a lot of fun.
Righty, lefty, what are you?
Righty.
All right.
Yeah, I just played first base because you didn't, if I was chunking it, you don't know where it might go. So.
That's right. A friend of my son's got drafted out of high school. He's one of those superstar kids, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And he got drafted by the Red Sox, and he spent, I don't know, 8 days in rookie ball, and they moved him up because he was so stinking good. But that was the thing that he said about being down there in rookie ball for 8 days is that some of these kids that would come up from the Dominican Republic or Venezuela or wherever, mm-hmm. like they could throw the ball 98 miles an hour every pitch. Then they would clock it up over 101, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yet they had no idea where it was going. Uh-huh. So that the organizations would see this as, you know, this kid's incredibly talented. He has a huge upside. Let's see if we can figure out how to steer the ball down the, you know, down the plate mm-hmm. and strike people out versus, you know, letting them wear it upside the head.
Mm-hmm. and growing up in Texas, I mean, football's high school football.
Oh my gosh. You play football too?
Uh-huh. I love football. I was better at that than baseball.
What position are you playing football?
Running back.
Okay.
So it was fun. But I don't know. I just think Texas football is a big deal, but it seems like the Georgia football's been
taking over
some of those Texas
guys. Yeah, we got your TCU
lately.
Guy. I see your shirt there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the national championship game. I'm not sure. Yeah, you got. I'm not sure you should wear that around here with being a TCU guy. You might.
Well,
wanna...
see, I'm a Texas Tech guy. My girlfriend. Oh, okay, Texas Tech. My girlfriend cheered at TCU, and she got a couple shirts, and I told her TCU didn't have a chance, and when they got in the playoff, and then they made it to the championship. But I was right; they didn't have a chance. But I just didn't think they'd make it all.
They get all the way there, and it's funny. You got. I guarantee that G is not a Georgia G for that hat, right?
No, it's not.
It's your initial.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's an old. I can't remember the town. It's the Grays. The
baseball team.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, that's where it started, and then I was wearing it at shows and stuff, and then. We started, people came up. People would always try to buy it off, like, the hat off my head. And I was like, I'm not selling
it. No, I'm not selling my hat.
Yeah, so
about?
We had some of our own made and then had a little logo on the back and started selling.
That's cool.
Kind of made a thing out of it.
But that's the old classic Georgia G.
Really?
Also, yeah.
Just a block G?
Yeah, it's just a block G, like the original, the old school, like, 100 years ago Georgia G.
I had no clue.
Yeah, it was funny because at first, when I first saw it, I was just like, well, that's a cool Georgia hat. And then it took me a minute to start. Well, I was like, there's not a
Georgia
chance.
Hat,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's not a chance that's happening.
I don't remember what town the Grays were. They were old.
Well, he'll look it up on the all know.
Right,
while we're looking that up, I wanted to. So you wound up in Lubbock. Mm-hmm. Were you from Lubbock or where'd you grow up?
No, I'm from west of Dallas, Fort Worth, like an hour. Okay. And my dad went to school out of Texas Tech. And I just thought playing guitar was cool. I thought country music was cool. And, some of the Texas guys out there went to school at Texas Tech and got started writing songs and playing around out in Lubbock, and that's what we did. And starting out to play all the fraternity and sorority events and just any venue that would let us, you know. I'd play, and then everything I made, it either went in a gas tank or spending money to buy a sound system or something just to try and reinvest and try to get this thing going and off the ground.
So Lubbock, Texas has got a great music history. Every time I've been there on tour, I've been in the music industry for mm-hmm. about 30 years. And every time I go there on tour, I go and I honor Elvis Costello by visiting that statue. Mm-hmm. And I know that probably was inspirational to you to have those kind of guys come from there, right?
Yeah, I mean, Buddy Holly, that's the big one
that
everybody loves.
Sure.
And Buddy Holly Avenue, there's a statue and all that stuff. And I mean, It's just kind of
the day the music died, man.
Yeah, literally. I mean, that's the song, right?
Yeah. I said Buddy.
You said Elvis Costello,
but I meant Buddy Holly. The guy with the glasses.
You did not mean Elvis Costello.
But what I love about him is that he, you know, he's the reason we have Waylon Jennings because
for sure
Waylon and him were running together, and Waylon didn't get on
gave
the plane.
Gave up his seat.
Yeah.
And so it's really got that Texas history there. And
yeah, I remember, didn't Waylon say before they got on a plane, joking, I hope your plane wrecks or something?
So there is some story to that.
Joke,
I don't know what it is, but yes, I know of it.
I remember what it was, but yeah, it was something like that. So I guess at least we got Waylon out to deal with.
Absolutely.
Now, have you ever heard the country song, Happiness is Lubbock, Texas in the Rearview Mirror?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mac Davis?
What do y'all think about that in Lubbock? Do you like that song?
There's been times I've been ready to leave Lubbock.
Seriously, there's a reason you're in Nashville, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was fun, and I loved every second of it. And we go back all the time and made really good friends with the football coach. And we went and shot a music video in the stadium down there that they're going to play in the, you know, for all the home games and stuff. So Lubbock is a second home, and yeah. I love it.
There you go, man.
Was that the video for Take Me Out to the Bar?
No. So Lubbock's called the Hub City, and a lot, while we were in school out there, we wrote this song called Hub City Shakedown. Because we thought it was cool, it sounded cool.
It does sound cool. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and we lived on 9th and Slide Street, and so we put it in the song. And I guess some guys on the football team, every time they get a new recruit, they post the Hub City Shakedown song. And so
that's awesome.
Made it a little thing, and so, yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. We're talking to Grant Gilbert. You can check out his music, grantgilbertmusic.com, on socials, at Grant Gilbert Music. So easy to find. And the music, I think, will be the thing that impresses you most. An impressive guy, so easygoing, man. You seem so comfortable and relaxed being who you are, which I love. Dude, let's play a song.
All right.
Whatever you want to play, man, you tell me.
All right. I'll play y'all this. This is one we put out with one of my Texas buddies that I met out in Lubbock when I was going to school at Texas Tech. And we put this out, and it's just a fun, having a good time song, Drake a song, and send it to him, ask him if he wanted to jump on it. He says it's a no-brainer. And so this six-pack State of Mind, which we put out a while back with Josh Abbott. I trade a soul farm Chevy for a towel, but hit it in a bar stool. Drink that work week, wound tight for a little Friday night cuddle. That time clock bomb's ticking, I'm watching that minute until there's a cold one in mine. I'm gonna put one can in front of the other, two left, two step, your straight cover, get three or four sheets to the wind. Y'all, I'm in a 5 o'clock wedding time, six pack state of mind. I need a blue jean beauty queen sipping on a whiskey train next to me. $100 bill. I'm gonna put one can in front of the other, two left, two steps, your straight cover, get three or four sheets to the wind, 'cause y'all I'm in a 5 o'clock quitting time, six pack state of mind. Yeah. Time clock bomb's ticking, I'm watching that minute until there's a cold one in mine. I'm gonna put one can in front of the other, two left, two steps, your straight cover, get three or four sheets to the wind, 'cause y'all I'm in a 5 o'clock wedding time, six pack state.
All right. Nice work.
Like that song.
Buddy, I love it. I love it. I'd listened to that song over the weekend and thought that it was so good, so well written. What about the George Strait cover? Which, if you're covering a George Strait song, do you ever do that?
Yeah.
Do you cover George Strait?
I do quite a bit, and when I do, it's people always love You Look So Good in Love.
Oh, my gosh. How can you not, right?
I know.
Oh, my Lord.
And you mentioned that you did that song with Josh Abbott.
Uh-huh.
And tell folks who are listening about Josh Abbott. He's a Texas country kind of guy, isn't he?
I met Josh when I was going to school at Texas Tech on my 21st birthday. And we were just playing a show, and I'd never met him. And he jumped on stage, and we were covering Watching Airplanes by Gary Allen. And just, that's like one of my favorite country songs. And we were up with the band playing. And it was my 21st birthday. We had a few drinks, you know.
No, what?
It was pretty loose, you know, yeah. Having a good time.
I'm sure.
And he just jumped up there and sang with us, and we hit it off. And we were both Texas Tech guys, and he called me one day and just wanted to write and hang out. And he took us on the road and let us open up a ton of shows for him back right before COVID. And it's been a good ride and kind of been like a big brother.
That's awesome, man.
Music scene. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so good. So I'm such a huge fan of covers, and we actually on my show had just got into this discussion the other day about covers versus doing it your way. Do you have a preference? Like when you're doing another artist's song, do you play it true to what you were inspired by, or do you make it your own?
I mean, there's definitely, I think you're gonna play how you play it, and to a certain degree, I mean, who you are as an artist, I think, comes out no matter what. But I think it's always cool to, like, do it right, you know, mm-hmm. and yeah. do it your best and just pull inspiration from what they do but still put your own twist on it, you
I
know?
Like it. All right.
So,
yeah, it's good because I'm always – here were the examples. We were talking about – you know the band Weezer at all?
Yeah.
It's a rock band. So yeah. They're older and, you know, there was a – they
It's old people music, Doug.
I know it is, but I can't help it. That's the first thing that I can pull is the fact that Weezer did a cover of an 80s song called Take On Me, which was a huge hit in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Fast forward, the whole point is they did it identical, right? And one of my coworkers was like, I don't like it. They did it identical to the original. I was like, well, but that's the point. They were paying tribute to a song that really inspired them.
Uh-huh.
And then they did a whole album of covers, and all of them were true to the actual song. Mm-hmm.
But what's the point of that? You can go hear the actual song. I like it when people do their own version. Like, I'd rather hear somebody do their, like the Jimi Hendrix example is great. You know,
yeah, so
All
we had,
Along the Watchtower. You got Dylan who did the song, but Jimi Hendrix, that's definitely not a cover. That's his own version.
No, it's his own song.
His version.
Yeah, it's actually, it made it his song.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So, I don't know. That was just a debate that broke out in our studio.
Then there's sometimes people record a song and you didn't. They made it so big in their own, right?
That Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah, you forget that was a George Jones song or like.
Johnny Paycheck. Or no, David Allan Coe. David Allan Coe, I believe.
Yeah.
Originally.
And then there's like Best I Ever Had by Gary Allen's one of my favorite songs. And
Vertical Horizon.
Up until a couple months ago, I found out that was a cover and I was like,
what?
Yeah, I'm like.
But he's very true to the cover.
The song. It's not that far off, in my head, I was just like, thought that was a Gary Allen song.
Yeah. Well, but for you, it is.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the way you know it. Now, are you ever interested in going back, once you do discover that, like, that Gary Allen's, do you go back and listen to the Vertical Horizon version?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I always do that, too.
And, I mean, I guess being a songwriter, I mean, when I hear a new song or am listening to music, I go and try to see who wrote it. And then growing up as a kid, my dad, we'd hear a song and he'd be like, who's singing it? Just quiz us and then be like, who wrote it?
Yeah,
and,
right. I love that. Like, I do that to my
game.
Kid.
Yeah,
you got a good dad.
Yeah, my dad did that all the time. And it was just a game to figure out, just to remember.
Yeah, right. But now I bet you can win all kinds of like free tacos and drinks at the honky tonks when they play Singo down on Broadway. Have you ever been to Singo?
No,
Lord. Let me tell you all about Singo. Singo is bingo. Instead of numbers, they use songs.
Huh.
And so they'll play a snip of the song. So first of all, you got to know the song. And then you got to find it on your bingo card, right? And it's played the same way. But, okay, well, it's what old people do anyway. So my wife and I and a group of our friends, we go to downtown Alpharetta, which is a suburb of Atlanta. And we go downtown Alpharetta and we play Singo every Wednesday night after our cornhole league. We know how to have them all. Look, we know how to have a honky tonk.
You are partying way too hard.
I don't know how I do it sometimes. I don't know how I do it.
Hey, speaking of choosing songs, though, you worked with producer Jonathan Singleton. He's a twice nominated for a Grammy, and he's a kind of good guy for choosing songs. Did he help you out on song choice and that kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. When we write a good one, send it to him and see what he thinks. And, I mean, when it comes time to go in the studio, right before then, we'll write, I mean, throughout the year, but when it comes time to go in the studio, normally a couple weeks before, we'll sit down and write a couple days in a row and try and write together and get some good ones because he's a good songwriter.
Did he write Watching Airplanes?
Yeah.
I thought as you brought that song up, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, and
I started putting it all together.
Yeah, that's kind of how it came together, Zeb and Lynn over at Riverhouse, who run it, we were talking on.
Who Lynn is the greatest of all time. Love her.
She's great. And then, but like, I was just telling him songs I like and what inspires me. I told him watching Airplanes, they're like, you need to work with Jonathan Singleton. I was like,
okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, done deal.
And then, I mean, but he's written, I mean, Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Things a Man Ought to Know.
Things a Man Ought to Know. Red Light. David Nail song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tim McGraw. I mean,
Why Don't We Just Dance? Josh Turner.
Why Don't We Just Dance?
We had Josh and his son actually came by. It was during the World Series run for the Braves, and they're such Braves fans because they're from South Carolina. And they came in, and Josh was just over the moon to be here at the ballpark, but just a cool connection that we have even back to this podcast, which is cool. So another song, Hope You're Happy Now, right?
Yeah.
It was co-written with Luke Combs.
Yeah. So he produces all of Luke Combs' stuff, too. So, and I don't know. He's just, and in the studio and stuff, and even writing songs, it's like he doesn't even have to think too hard about it. I think that's
natural.
Yeah, I think that's where the magic comes from. It's just, for him, it's just.
In comparison, how do you, and I'm not trying to compare you to him necessarily, but because it comes so naturally for him, is it that way for you too? Does it spill out?
It's not, it didn't come as natural for me as it does for him. I mean,
you got to get a couple cold beers in there going.
Yeah, yeah. Liquid courage.
Yeah. That's right. So, I mean, maybe one day, maybe down the road, but he's been doing a long time and he knows what he's doing. He's good at it too.
Yeah, so. He is. Yeah, he's done all right.
He's done all right for himself.
You mentioned working with Lynn at Riverhouse Artists, and of course, they work with Luke Combs and all that. What does it mean to a young man like you coming out of Lubbock, Texas, and now suddenly you're working with all these really successful big names like that? Is it a challenge? Is it daunting, or is it kind of inspirational to you?
I mean, I say it's definitely more inspirational. I mean, and
because I'd be nervous as all get out.
I know.
I ain't gonna lie. Right? I'd just be like, I mean, I don't belong here. That's what I would think for me.
I mean, it's definitely it makes you feel good that you're with people that know what they're doing and have proven.
Yeah, that they know a little bit of doing. A track record.
Yeah, exactly. So that helps. I mean, but coming out of Lubbock, I graduated in December 2019, and then COVID hit March 2020. So it was kind of a weird time. I kind of thought we had it going on right before COVID hit. Like, it was like, okay, we're doing this. I'm out of college. We're on the road making music, going to make a living doing this. And then it was real quick like, oh, no, we're not.
The emergency brake pulled up.
Yeah, and so it was COVID, and I didn't know what was going to happen, and I wasn't sure if it was kind of when you're out of college, and it's like it's time to get a job or grow up or something, and music was working, and then it wasn't because of COVID, and it was like, what do I do? Do I get a job? Am I done playing music? I don't know. And so I was trying to figure out what to do. So I was duck hunting with some buddies up in Missouri, and I had met Zeb from Riverhouse before COVID. I was waiting on my Uber from my right one day.
Right.
Waiting on my Uber.
He just happened to be standing there waiting on an Uber too?
Yeah. No, and he was in the office working, and I was waiting on my Uber because I wrote there that day with Drew Parker.
Got it. Oh, whom we've also had on the show is amazing.
Yeah, and I was just waiting, and I didn't think anything of it. I was just talking and hanging out with everybody, and I guess got his contact and kind of kept up. And then it was the middle of COVID, and I had all the time in the world, so I was going duck hunting, and I was like, well, I'll drive over to Nashville from Missouri and write some songs. And I texted him. I was like, hey, do you know anybody I could write with these days or have anybody? And I had some other buddies that I could write with. And he was like, yeah, I'll help you set up some writes. So I drove over and came to Nashville that week and started writing. And then he said, hey, after your ride today, come by the office and bring your guitar and play some songs for Lynn and everybody. And I didn't think anything of it. Just thought I was coming to play some songs. And the next day, I guess I left that day, and Lynn told Zeb, don't let him leave without giving him a publishing deal. And then the next day, Zeb told me, I want to give you a publishing deal. And I was like,
based on what you wrote
just the songs I think I've been working on.
Oh, wow.
And I guess they liked what they heard. And I was kind of like, well, what's a publishing deal?
Well, first of all, be like, I'm ready to be a rock star. I don't know what you're talking about, man. Yeah. A publishing deal. I'll kick that out. Yeah. I don't want none of that.
I really didn't know what a publishing deal was. And they're like, well, you get paid to write songs. I was like, get paid for anything?
Yeah. Okay, do tell.
Yeah. Sounds like a job. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's worse ways to make a living.
Yeah, and so that's how that got started. And then just started writing songs. And then signed a development artist deal with them, and it's a joint venture with Riverhouse and Warner. And then so trying to do that and
so cool, man.
Grow this thing.
Congratulations.
Get the thank you. Yeah.
Holy cow, man.
But it's just a lot of hard work trying to get the wheels off the ground.
Well, yeah,
get
it going. 10 years to be an overnight success, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know what year we're on. But we're still in the front half of the 10. Yeah,
like but Grant, you're already having success.
We only got 8 to go, buddy.
I know.
No worries. It'll go by the flash, I promise.
Tell you guys, he's already having success, though. Top 15 on the Texas radio charts with the song you just played, Six Pack, State of Mind. And then I hear that your new song, Take Me Out to the Bar, was the Texas Roadhouse Song of the Month for April 2023.
Like the restaurant, Texas Roadhouse?
Yeah. Well, no.
You don't have how many goals we had to eat to get that Texas Roadhouse
Texas is like its own country, and they got their own charts.
They got their own charts. I don't know.
They don't care what we're doing.
My joke fell flat. I'm sorry.
But tell us about this song, Take Me Out to the Bar. How did that come together? And
We had a pitch meeting, or not a pitch. Well, we had some pitch meetings, but... We had a meeting to try and figure out what songs we were going to cut. And, we listened to probably 15 songs that I'd written, and I was like, we got them. We're done. And then, we listened, and Lynn was like, hey, I think there's a couple here that are great, but y'all write really hard. Let's push back onto the studio a couple more weeks and, just hammer down and write the best you can in the next few weeks. And let's see what else we get. And, we wrote Six Pack State of Mind. But I left out of that meeting. I was kind of like kicking rocks. I was like, dang, I'm behind here. I don't have it. Thinking, I'm like, maybe I need to pack my bags and go back to Texas.
Already?
I don't know.
Goodness gracious, man. I mean, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself.
And then, so I wrote Six Pack State of Mind in that 2 weeks. And then, that next day, my girlfriend and I was kind of like not sure what to do. I was like, let's go to the Sounds game. And
it's a good idea, man. Go see a baseball. As it does, man. Baseball is the miracle drug.
And Bryce was pitching, you know.
Okay.
So.
That's how you got to know him, I guess?
No, I met Bryce for that. I guess we can get into that in a bit. But Bryce was pitching, so I texted him. So we're going to go out there and watch him pitch, and he's starting against the Sounds. And so we went and watched the game. We were having a good time, and it was like the seventh inning stretch, and everybody's singing, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And, like, having a drink and a hot dog or whatever, having a good time. And
painting
like,
some Cracker Jacks and things.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, man, everybody's having a good time to this song. This is great, you know?
It is. I mean, it's hard not to sing along and not to be a fan of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Everybody, 40,000 people sing it every night.
Exactly. And then I had a light bulb go off, and I looked at Caroline, and I was like, I'm going to write a song to this. Like,
okay.
And I was like, I'm going to call it Take Me Out to the Bar. And she's like, that's the dumbest thing ever.
I love the support.
Yeah, I was like, thanks for the support, but okay. And,
thank you, sweetheart.
And then so the next day I wrote with my buddy Brad Clausen, who he's from Texas, but he's written a bunch of hits. And Blake Bollinger, another guy I write with a lot. And I told him I got an idea for a song called Take Me Out to the Bar. And they're like, I don't know. And then we started talking, and they're like, I'm going to be really mad if I hear that song somewhere else and you wrote it with somebody else. Let's write it today.
Okay.
And we did. And, so that's what we came up with.
Dude, I love it. Do you got time? You want to play that one for us?
Yeah.
We're at Truist Park.
Okay, all right.
Come on. It just seems appropriate.
We got a lot of bars here at this ball game too, so you can do
indeed,
both.
Indeed, absolutely. We can get a drink real early. Not that I encourage that.
It takes the band and everything to get this more rocking, but
that's I love the production on the song, the drums that you have on there. Just it's that future country that I talk about. It sounds great, man.
Thank you. That's Singleton on that. I sent him this song, and he was like, "Man, I hate how much I like this." And then he like did a whole demo of it, and
I hate how much I like it.
Yeah, so this is what we came up with. It's hard doing acoustic. I'll try. So.
All right.
Took everything but the kitchen sink with the middle finger up and a top down Jeep. Let me launch it sitting in the living room. These mountains on a cane ain't the only thing blue. I sent an SOS text out to my buddies. Y'all come and give me, 'cause my baby don't love me. Take me out to the bar and I will drink with my 40 crowd. A light up the
them glasses and pour the Jack. Double them up cause she ain't coming back. Now shoot, shoot, shoot all the whiskey till I don't feel any pain. Yeah, it's 1, 2, 3 shots go down on this old heartbreak. We get a jukebox playing all the moving on songs and the pretty girls helping me. Yeah, she's gone with a silver moon shining on a disco ball. Got some good time numbers I just might call. Take me out to the bar and I'll drink with my party crowd. Yeah, line up them glasses and pour the Jack. Double them up cause she ain't coming back. And I'll shoot, shoot, shoot all the whiskey till I don't feel any pain. Shots go down on this old heartbreak. I'm gonna keep on drinking all night long till I'm going, 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 gone. You take me out to the bar and I'm with my party crowd. You line up them glasses. Double them up cause she ain't coming back. And I'll shoot, shoot, shoot all the whiskey. Pain. Yeah, it's 1, 2, 3 shots go down on this old heartbreak. Yeah, take me out to the bar.
Next all time, right. The seventh inning stretch, that's what I'm singing. Yeah. Like, everybody else is going to be singing Take Me Out of the Ball Game. Yeah. I'm singing Take Me Out of the Bar. Yeah. I love it.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A month or so ago, I had to sing Take Me Out to the ball game at the Sounds game. And
was it difficult?
I was so paranoid on saying Take Me Out to the Bar when I was doing it. I was scared, but I made it through it.
That's
awesome. They had like the little lyrics bouncing on the
good,
screen.
Good,
so I was like, thank
good.
You for the lyrics you, to Jesus. Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I really needed that.
That's awesome.
So it was fun.
That is cool. Back to the Sounds game, since you're talking about it again, Bryce Elder. So how do you know Bryce and how cool is it that he plays for the Braves?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I guess I met Bryce. It was his 21st birthday.
Man, back to the 21st
back
birthday.
Back to the 21st birthdays. And,
let me guess, a couple drinks.
Yeah, there were some drinks. There were some drinks. And I was at my buddy's lake house on Lake Bridgeport. And they were like, hey, this guy down here, they play baseball at Texas. And having a birthday party. You want to take y'all's guitars over there and hang out and play some songs and go to the party? We're like, yeah, cool. You know, we'd already been drinking at that point, you know.
Huge surprise.
Friends, you know.
Yeah, at the lake, huge surprise.
Yeah. And so we drove the boat over there and pulled up to their dock and jumped off and started hanging out and made buddies with them. And we're playing just drinking games and hanging out and found like a tailgate and started playing songs. And even some of the kids on the UT baseball team that I don't even think they really play guitar, but they hadn't had enough drinks where they were
trying.
Singing and playing the three chords that they found on YouTube. And it was a lot of fun. And we hit it off and kept up. And then one of our other buddies that played baseball at Texas has a place there in Millsap, kind of by us, and we got to where we'd hog hunt and stuff together.
There you go.
So that's pretty tough. Haven't been hunting as much lately since
He's in the bigs. He's been in the bigs at the show,
yeah. So, but no, we had a lot of fun.
That's awesome, man. Do you guys communicate regularly?
We'll text back and forth. And yeah, when he's in Nashville, he'll come hang out. More back in Texas more than anything. So
that's cool, man.
Yeah, and then I made buddies with our other buddy, Brendan. And it's funny, they all call Bryce Rick.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe that's something we can ask him. Maybe one day.
Ask him.
I've just heard that some of your friends
call you Rick. He calls me a name, but I don't know if I can say it.
Okay. Is it a four-letter word? I mean, what?
No. It has something to do with letter G, though.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. With your apprehension, we'll let it go.
Your manager's over there waving his arms. No. We'll never get rid of it.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. But once on the internet, it goes away.
Talking to those guys and just keeping up, I mean, watching their careers grow and then at the same time trying to do with mine, it's funny. We'll talk and it's crazy how kind of interesting and how similar coming up through the minors and trying to make it to the bigs is so similar to music, you know? It's crazy.
No surprise that we've had that comparison a few times on this show.
Mm-hmm. A lot of long bus rides, a lot of long van rides. And, you're working and you're in the small venue, like the small park, working to get to those bigger venues. And you're just working grinding. And trusting your team. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very similar.
Yeah, and then or getting called up and sent down or just timing not being right. I mean, I had to learn that a lot. Knowing that timing is everything, and
certainly is.
I've been mad that doors didn't open when I wanted them to open, and then later, a year later, they'll open. And I've
good
been
Lord
like,
knows what he's doing, man.
Yeah, and I'm like, man, that's crazy. And I wasn't ready at that time, and now I am ready.
And now you are, right.
Yeah. And so it's funny talking. Like one of them, he's like, I got sent down and said it wasn't my time yet, and I'm like, you know, keep at it. And it's funny holding each other.
Yeah, accountable. And kind of holding each other's hand through it, right?
Yeah,
and it's always to have a good network of people that you can rely on that be like, man, dude, I just got the worst news ever. I just got the red ticket in my locker. I'm getting sent back down to the minors.
Yeah.
You know? And you're like, dude, hang in there, brother. Hang in there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure vice versa. You know, when things like you said, okay.
I mean, and there's nights you play, you have a fun show and it's a great night and a good crowd and there's I guess there's times where you strike out three times.
Yeah.
Hey, have an error, you know?
There's been those nights. Even Chipper Jones has had those nights, you know?
Where, but like the bus rides, the van rides, the nobody caring who you are, like it all goes around till you hit that certain point.
Well, but there's a little bit of me that thinks it has to be you have to go through that, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be able to appreciate when you're to the level of like a Luke Combs or even a Jonathan Singleton, when you're at that level. Had you not gone through the tough times, man, how do you even appreciate that?
I mean, if you could just snap your fingers,
just seems like a waste. It seems like a waste of experience because all the experience that you have pours out in that guitar at some point.
I mean, and that's what we do. I mean, our whole thing is just going out and playing shows and trying to build hard tickets, and that's not the fun, glorious route. I mean, whether there's five people or 150 or 500 that come out or whoever else.
5,000, 50,000, whatever.
Who cares? However many, but it's just getting out there and doing it and earning it and get your hands dirty. And
that's right.
That's all you can do.
I love that.
Now, you're touring a lot in Texas and Oklahoma right now, but what are your plans to expand that? Are you going to be playing in Atlanta or Braves country anytime soon? Or?
I played Atlanta one time. I was in college at Texas Tech, and somebody's like, hey, y'all can come play at Fido's
Irish Pub.
Irish Pub.
Yeah, that's a nice little spot.
Yeah, and so I was in Lubbock in West Texas. I was like, oh, we'll be there. Tell me, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we came all the way out here and played there and drove back through the night and got back Sunday evening, and we were at class on Monday. But it was a gig and it was an opportunity, and we were here.
That's
dedication. You got to say yes to gigs, but hopefully you're now going to have a better strategy about it.
Yeah, a plan. Yeah, any sort of plan is great. Yeah, so hopefully next time we'll be – we're back and we have
prior planning prevents piss poor performance.
That's what I learned in the Navy. Yeah, I heard that too.
When I was in the Navy, that's what they used to tell me.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, I was just playing out there a ton, and I'm in Nashville all the time writing and doing that. And the goal is to not be a Texas act, but hopefully a national touring act and run this thing as good music.
Okay, well, first spot we got to get you to is the 40 Watt Club over in Athens.
Yeah.
He's wearing 40 a 40 Watt Club hat.
Yeah. Okay.
It's legendary.
That's where everybody came up, including me, and it's a great spot. It's where REM came up and Driving and Crying and all of our friends from here in Georgia, but also, you know, Luke Combs played some of his early shows there. Yep. Kenny Chesney played there a lot coming up.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody. And, Nirvana.
So it's kind of embraced, with Nirvana. All the rock people, but also it's become a country thing, too.
Okay. We saw, me and my son drove over. It was right around this past December, and we went over and saw Bailey Zimmerman there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, he's such a cool guy, and spent a few minutes with him, and it was so funny. My son, we're very fortunate, he's going to go play some college baseball at the College of Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And the rep at the time, we were there, I knew him, and he was introducing us to Bailey and kind of told him that, and Bailey says, man, I love baseball. He's like, I used to play baseball all the time, and then I realized I wasn't real good, so I started smoking cigarettes. What? This is so random.
Yeah.
But it was such a funny story that I'll never forget it.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So I started smoking cigarettes. That's funny, though.
It is, which is super, super cool.
Okay, another thing I heard is that you're working on a collaboration with Maddie and Tay that could be released later this summer, a song written by Lainey Wilson. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Back to those song meetings where we were trying to figure out what we were going to cut. They sent me this song a long time ago, and I was like, yeah, that's cool. I like it. But it's all right. I like it.
Yeah.
And then...
But it didn't knock your socks off.
It didn't knock my socks off at first, and I was like, man. But it just kind of kept sticking with me, and then they were like, this song's really great. You should cut it. And I was like, I don't know. And I think it might have been... Because I guess maybe just because it was from a girl singing it, I felt like it was from a girl's perspective in a way. I don't know. And I was just like, I don't know. They're like, let's cut it. Just cut it and see what happens. And so we did. And so I sang the whole thing starting out. And I was like, man, this song is awesome. Like, this is great. This is my favorite song we cut. I didn't think I wanted to cut it. And this is my favorite song we cut. And then Lainey wrote it. And
She's incredibly talented in her own right.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
Something going on.
Yeah, and, maybe she'll make it.
Maybe she'll
make it.
Who knows? And then so we cut it, and it sounded great. And then I don't know who had the light bulb go off to that it should be a duet, but...
had to be you. Take credit for it, at least.
Yeah, I can't take credit for it, but
I
sent it to Maddie and Tay, and they were like...
How well do you know those guys?
I had never met him, but Jonathan has written.
Knows everybody.
Guy, what's that song? That Can You Die From a Broken Heart? He wrote that.
Yeah, wow. It's a great song.
Yeah, writes with them all the time and is good friends, and Zeb knows them. And they're like, what do you think? Just send it over, kind of casual. And they loved it.
Okay.
They were down to jump on it. And so we made it a duet. And I can't wait for it to come out. I'm excited. So
when is it coming out?
Hey, what's it called again? What's the song called?
Turn It Down.
Turn It Down. Yeah, okay.
So we're gonna do a music video for it and all that kind of stuff. So
so
I don't know when it'll come out.
Okay.
A month or two.
It's gonna be August, September.
So okay. So like the fall.
Yeah. There's early fall.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Stay tuned. But I'm super excited about it. And I don't know. It's crazy how plugged in, like just being with the people from River House. Everybody over there is so plugged into the industry and knows everybody. I remember I first started coming to Nashville to write, and I'd crash at Zeb's house sometimes. I mean, I didn't have an apartment or anything there yet or any place to stay.
Just borrowed the couch?
Yeah, I mean, he had an extra bedroom, so I'd stay there.
Okay.
And we were there, and he's like, hey, we're going to go out drinking. We're going to go to this place. It's a... $10 cover and free beer till 11. If you want to go, I was like, "Cool, let's go."
Some
of our friends.
Hey, so I need to go.
We'll make a note on that one.
Some of our friends are going, and I was like, "Cool." And so we went, and he's so plugged in and knows everybody. And I was like, "Wow, this is cool." And then that's how I met Casey Tindall. She's over at River House now. But then, Lainey was there, and I was like, I really didn't know who she was at the time. And she was, it was, this was right before she just explode and set the world on fire. And
she's a great example of somebody who's an overnight success after 20 years.
Yes, 10 years. Yeah. And
really struggled for many years. And
she was so nice. And I just, like, couldn't believe it.
Still is too, man. Not changed a bit.
No. And we went back to, like, their house and we're just hanging out. And she was like, my whiskey's your whiskey. What do you want? I was like, pulling out the bottles. And I think made me like a sandwich or something. It's cool.
That's a friend of mine right there.
Yeah. And so it's cool to get to cut this song that she wrote, and I don't know, I'm super excited about it.
Cool, man.
Now, before, we want to ask you to play one more song to close out our show, but before we do, we got to talk about Tug and my favorite subject, which is food.
I mean, there's just no, is there anything better?
No.
Especially Southern food.
Yeah.
And I would imagine in Texas, because I've not spent a lot of time, I've been to Houston one time to see Duran Duran, of all people.
Well, my family's from Texas, and I got to tell you that well, we're all Aggies. I didn't want to mention that earlier because I know your gun's up, but I'm Aggies.
I don't want to start fighting.
We're cool. You know, we got an Aggie on the Braves. AJ Minter is an Aggie. So you got a couple Texas guys to say hey to. But Texas barbecue in relation to like Carolina barbecue, Georgia barbecue, it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. And, Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City barbecue.
Yeah, we're just talking about Kansas City barbecue.
So maybe tell folks about Texas barbecue first of all. And then also, we love to hear about mom and pop shops or meat and threes, or
whether at home in Texas or in Nashville, just on the road, mom and pop places that if somebody happens to be wherever you're talking about, mm-hmm. and they hear this, they're like, oh, I remember Grant said we should try whatever it is.
Yeah, well, you got to go. The place where you can't drive by it, you got to stop and get something for the road or whatever.
Okay.
You know?
Texas barbecue is kind of its own thing. It's mm-hmm. But there's so much of it in Texas. Like, I love barbecue, but I don't find myself like, I'm going to pull up at the barbecue restaurant because barbecue finds me.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Barbecue finds you. You don't have to find barbecue. It finds you wherever you are. Like,
especially at the show.
We got barbecue. You're like, cool.
Yeah.
Right. What else can I ask
for? We used to have to protect Blackberry Smoke from barbecue because it would be every show, the after show food, they're like, well, we got you some more barbecue. You'd be in Europe and they think they're going to give you some barbecue. And we're like, you know, we're from Georgia, right? You know, we know what real barbecue is.
Yeah.
And I would rather have something that's unique to being in Europe, wherever you are.
I'm just here for the tacos. Yes. We're in Spain or whatever it is.
Being on the road, it's always barbecue.
Absolutely.
You know, like, it's good. Yeah. I've had that before. Well, you haven't had my barbecue. I probably have had
like
something.
You make your own?
No, heck no. I'm saying whoever's cooking the barbecue is like, well, you haven't had my
always,
barbecue.
They always have the best awards and think they're the best barbecue.
Course,
But Texans know that Texas barbecue really is the best barbecue.
Yeah, Texas barbecue is good. I love it.
See, I'll admit, I've never had Texas barbecue that I know of.
Man.
I've only been to Texas once. Yeah. So I need to improve my standing.
We'll bring you over there. What about, what's your favorite Texas barbecue shack? Maybe Lubbock. How about that?
My favorite Texas barbecue shack is right by my house. I guess that could have something to do with it, but
it's because it's close, convenient.
Yeah,
you know the people that own it. You know?
Uh-huh. But it really is good. It's called Natty Flat Smokehouse, mm-hmm. and I live on Natty Flat Road. But at Natty Flat Smokehouse is right. It's off of this 281. It's there in Texas, and they have the world's largest rocking chair out front.
I've seen pictures of that before.
Yeah. You've seen pictures of it?
Yeah. It was on a postcard, I think.
That is Natty Flat Barbecue by my house.
No way.
Yeah.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, it's like Texas Hill Country Furniture, and they got Natty Flat Smokehouse there.
And what do you get there? You go for the ribs or the brisket or
pulled pork.
Pulled pork.
Pulled pork sandwich.
Attaboy.
All right.
Yeah, I'm getting older, and my metabolism turned off. Yeah. So I have to do a pulled pork.
Well,
salad.
They got some fried pies there, fresh fried pies that'll help your metabolism.
Well, I got to tell you, I may have to, probably have to give in.
With food, I mean, I got a big hang up. I'm a picky eater. There's no veggies. It's meat and potatoes pretty much only.
Yeah. So. Okay. I've grown to love veggies. I didn't as a young man either. What about in Nashville? Is there any places you like to hit while you're in Music City?
I stick with what I know so much. Somebody's like, you want to try something new? I'm like, well.
Not really.
Mexican.
Because it's hard to, you know, even good Mexican. Well, I'm saying it backwards. Even bad Mexican is good Mexican. You know what I mean?
I know.
I've never had Mexican food that wasn't good.
If there's some chips and salsa and enchiladas.
Yeah, hard to beat.
Well, look, there's a soul food place on the west side called Sweats, and you got to go over there. They give you the tray, and you go through cafeteria style, and they load it up for you. So sometime when you're in the mood for soul food, meat and three type of stuff, go check out Sweats over there.
Okay, yeah. And one Nashville barbecue I have liked is a Peg Leg Porker.
Okay.
I've not been there.
Yeah,
I need to give it. I haven't. No, I need to.
I was in there one time. It's a weird story, but
well, this is perfect venue for weird stories.
It was I was there with one of my buddies, and before I spent much time in Nashville, he's like, "You gotta go to this place called Peg Leg Porker." So we walked in there, we were eating, and it was there I don't know what kind of festival it was in town. It was I don't remember what genre it was, but
like Americana festival.
Yeah, say like Americana, something close to that, and. There's this guy comes walking in the door. We're like sitting there eating our food, and he's like dancing, and everybody's like clapping and stuff. I'm like, "What is this character over here walking in?
What just happened?"
Yeah, and started looking. My buddy, I was eating with. He's like, "That's John C. Reilly."
Oh,
and
yeah.
Walking in Peg Leg Porker, I was like, "What the? From Step Brothers, yeah, you know, yeah. Talladega Nights." I was like, "Holy moly!" And then turns out he has a band.
Yep.
And they were in town for that festival, but he was walking in and. Everybody was like cheering and thought it was a big deal.
Did you say hello to him or
no?
You just kept beating your barbecue.
I left John C. Reilly alone one time too, and I regret it actually because so we had Porter Wagner playing this club out in L.A. when we were doing his final record, Wagon Master. Place is sold out to the gills, and here comes John C. Reilly to sit at this table, and I'm like, all right, we're doing something. We're getting Hollywood stars are coming to see this.
Yeah.
But he kept making notes in this little notebook. And then a couple months later, that movie where he kind of makes fun of country music came out, and I realized he was there.
Story?
Yeah, I realized he was there casing the joint, you know?
I love the Dewey Cox story. That movie's so funny.
It's funny, but he got some of the moves and some of the apparel from Porter Wagner from that show. So I was we contributed to art, so that's cool.
That's good, man. I love it.
That's super cool.
Speaking of art, man, we got to wrap up here, but we want to hear another song. Do you think you would play us out with a song? Yeah. You got one more in you today, or?
What you got?
Let's see.
We're artist friendly here, so anything you want to play, man.
Let's see.
There She Goes.
Huh?
Do you have a song called There She Goes that I listened to this weekend?
She Goes Home.
She Goes Home.
Yeah, I'll play that one.
The website is grantgilbertmusic.com, and you can see him on the socials at Grant Gilbert Music, at Grant Gilbert Music. Thanks for coming out and seeing us, man.
Yeah, it's been cool hanging out with you.
Coming all the way down from Nashville just to see us and maybe Bryce.
I know, it's worth it.
Thanks for coming.
Got the early fly when we're here. Musicians don't run on early time.
But boy, howdy, I know that. I have learned that one the hard way.
A song I wrote about how when people split, the guys don't handle things as well. A lot of times they go out for some drinks and... a couple of drinks, and a girl might go for the weekend to her mom's house or have some wine with her friends, and it's two sides of the story, so it's called She Goes Home. He says something she don't like, she gets those daggers in her eyes, says something she knows could indeed. He turns back, walks away, she throws a glass, he hears a break, screams a couple words we won't repeat. And she knows it's over, and tears start filling her eyes, and he thinks he's gonna show her, but she ain't really surprised. When he goes out to the bar and he starts to tap, orders up to everything they have, looks for the girls, for anybody. He goes 7 days and 3 nights sleep, never wakes up in the same 2 sheets, wondering what she'd think now if she saw me. When he goes out, it don't take long. He goes out, and she goes home to mama, cries again, cries the two best high school friends who show up and be the bottle of sherry. They pour until it'll be alright, smoke and drink and laugh all night till she believes it right and it'll be okay. And he still wants to hold her, know that it's over, thinks he's gonna show her. He goes out to the bar, he starts to tap, orders up to everything they have.
looks for the girls and the boy anybody. He goes 7 days and three nights sleep, never wakes up in the same two sheets, wondering what she think that she saw me. It goes out, it don't take long. It goes out. Another week or three nights sleep till he looks in the mirror by the bathroom sink, wondering what she think as she saw me. He goes out.
The line awesome. That got me when I would listen to that this weekend, the line that got me was when she says something she knows will cut them deep. Because who hadn't been in that situation where you're in an argument and nobody's proud of it, but
yeah.
You know the button to push.
You know it's going to set them off. Yeah. So.
It's unbelievable, man. That's why it's such a great song. It's just so relatable.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Hopefully it's gotten some people through some breakups, I guess.
I would imagine so, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. Thank you
so
much.
So appreciate you coming in and we're going to be following your career and hopefully it won't be the last time you get down here. And let's get you to a Braves game.
Yeah. I hope so.
It'd be fun to go over there.
I know. I've never been and I need to make it happen.
There you go, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Great to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you all for having me.
There you go. Grant Gilbert. You can find him grantgilbertmusic.com on socials at Grant Gilbert Music. And this is the Braves Country Podcast. Y'all come back now. You hear?
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.